question that often comes up for people like you who are listening to this is, am I doing the right thing? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? I say to people like you listening to this because the majority of people don't query their lives. For you listening to this, that might be hard to understand, but most people are so robotic, are so programmed, they don't think about their lives. They just live it. They just do what they've been told to do. And whatever's going on, whatever chaos is going on with them, they presume that's what life is. Now, people like us are going beyond that, and we're saying, is there more to life? Is this the way life is supposed to be? So we're looking. But one of the difficulties of looking is we're very rarely here now doing what we're doing. Where we are is in our mind saying, is this supposed to be what we're doing? Part of that is to do with approval. In our childhood, we needed approval in order to survive and to avoid disapproval, to keep out of trouble. So part of us, whether we know it or not, is always checking, am I doing the right thing to get approval? And in that way, we're very rarely here now just doing what we're doing because that's what we want to be doing. So most of the time we're divided. We're doing what we're doing because we think we ought to or we have to. And all the time the mind is saying something else. So it's very rare that we're here now. When we are, there is a sort of balance and harmony that happens, a sweetness. But when it happens, the funny thing is, we're not very aware of ourselves in this moment. It's like we've blended in. We've become part of the moment. And there is a beautiful feeling that's happening, but we're not so clear and sharp about what it is because we're not thinking about it. We're being it. We're in the moment. The big example that can be used is when a great painting has been created. Usually the creator is not thinking about what they're doing. They're just allowing the doing. And often the paintings that now sell for multi-millions were not approved at that time. They were breaking the pattern. If they'd have thought, am I going to get approved? Am I going to get exhibited? Am I going to sell my painting? They'd have stayed in the old paradigm. And we wouldn't have had this new breakthrough. For these new breakthroughs, in order for us to expand and keep expanding our consciousness, we keep needing to let go of the past. And as we do, we're not so likely to get approval for people who are afraid of disapproval, who want to be safe and secure and predictable, which is basically boring. If we're not expanding, if we're not looking for new possibilities, we won't be in the hidden harmony. Now, it's almost certain that there's a vast amount of things happening in this moment about which we're not aware. It's almost certain there are multiple realities. There are extraterrestrials. There probably are people trying to come through to us now in this moment. And if we're not experiencing that in this moment, then it's probably not appropriate. So what is appropriate? This very moment. Now that's really hard to connect with, this very moment, because the mind says, well, what is this very moment? And as soon as the mind says, what is this very moment? You're in the mind. and not the moment. The moment is just here now, being with whatever is. Your mind might say, let's make a cup of coffee. Another part of the mind says, but you've just had one. Another part of the mind says, you're not supposed to drink that, and so on and so on and so on in the mind. Tune in to this moment. Is it coffee or is it? And whatever it is what it is, and it will be perfect unless you think about it. I know that's easy to say, because the mind is always thinking. It's designed always to think. It's designed to take care of you, to keep you as safe and secure and as predictable as possible. That's what it's designed to do. But it's been programmed by people who are not happy. They don't feel safe and secure and predictable. It's been programmed with a program that doesn't work. So what does work? Nothing. Nothing works. It's not supposed to work. It's supposed to be. Your maximum potential is to be in this moment as totally, as completely as you know how. Now, when I say each moment, I'm not talking about your thought of what's the next moment. How am I going to be in the next moment? Because that's not the next moment. The next moment is now, you listening to this. And the next moment will be the next moment, the next footstep, the next movement. And the mind is not going to stop. The mind will keep on and on. Some people do have phases when the mind stops. Don't look about that, because you'll start thinking about the mind stopping. And of course, you can't think about the mind stopping, because when the mind stops, you can't think. So forget that. The mind will continue. Let it continue. Just keep catching yourself as soon as you go into the mind, thinking, even thinking about you shouldn't be thinking. Come back to here, now. What can you hear? What can you see? What can you taste? What can you touch? Your senses. Come back to your senses in this moment. Let me go back again. Yes, there almost certainly is a huge amount going on in this moment about what you're not aware of. If you're here, if you're now, if you're present, just being with what is, if anything's appropriate, it will probably come through. Just one more aspect. Complaint will take you away. Gratitude will bring you here. The mind will always keep taking you away to complain, to say things could be better. I'm suggesting don't go there. Whether it's right or wrong, or you should or you shouldn't, I'm suggesting as an experiment, don't go there. Don't go there. Be here now. Now, in this moment, you'll find there are things to be grateful about. Yeah. You just went off? No, you just went into complaint again. You went into thing. Come back here now and see about which there is to be grateful. Here. Now. And be with this. And this. And this. And eventually you'll start to get a sense of something. Now, it's not actually happiness. It's not actually joy. It's something that can't actually be explained, but let's call it fulfillment. There's something complete about this very moment. But you see, the mind is still saying, ah, but we should, or what about, or have we taken care of? Yes. That's what the mind's saying. And you let it say it. And come back and be here now. This now, this very one, right now. Just be here. And if you just connect with that, yeah, if the mind's there again, come back, come back. If you just connect with that, you might find there's a sort of tingling going on inside. The body is actually vibrating inside. And you can feel it in the body. It goes out to the fingertips and down to the toes. It's tingling. And you'll find the tinglings on the skin. Well, it doesn't end at the skin. The same tingling is round the skin. It's in the air. And when you look at the chair or the tree, that's tingling as well. Everything is tingling. Everything and everybody is tingling. It's a sweetness. It's a gentleness. It embraces us all, for we are that, and that is us. In all the turmoil in our lives, whatever's going on, this tingling is there, this embracing in there. It can be called love. Not our normal use of the word love, but some order of inclusion. And it's there all the time. If you disconnect from the mind, approval and disapproval, should I, shouldn't I, right or wrong, good or bad, you disconnect from that into this very moment. Now. Oh, perfect. You are perfect. Just as you are. Until you think, come back to now, just as you are. Perfect.